I'm interviewing Mr. Dewey Ballinger at the South Meadows Nursing Home. Today's date is June 20th, 1984. My name is Becky Bailey. Okay, Mr. Ballinger, when did you first come to Dyball?
Well, I don't know just what is in December 19 and 3. Mm-hmm. 19 and 3.
Where were you born?
I was born in on the Weeks place, mm-hmm. between Burke and Ron's Chapel. Mm-hmm. And
What year was that?
In 1898 I was born.
Oh.
In May the 11th.
1898.
And
so you lived on a farm in Burke then?
Yeah. My father was he rented land every year.
Mm-hmm.
And
was he a farmer then?
He was a farmer. He got in bad health though and wasn't able to work. And he got to be just a piece.
Oh.
And he moved to Dyball in 1903.
Mm-hmm.
And
was this a county job or did he work? Was it a county job?
Well, it was a county job too, but it paid by the work he done. But it didn't pay a salary. It paid a...
Oh.
Pays a salary now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole lot bigger job now than it was then.
I can imagine. What kind of cases did he have?
Mostly just gambling, I guess you'd call them, and just
things like that.
Things like that.
Did he ever have to try any moonshiners from around here?
Moonshiners.
Uh-huh.
When we moved to Dyball at that time, there was two saloons here in Dyball.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It seemed to me like there's three.
Hmm.
I know where they're all located. The third saloon didn't last too long.
Mm-hmm.
And my father died when I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. My mother was keeping boarders. We first moved there where Rat Johnson owned. Well, I believe they've named it Ballinger Street now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. There was a Ballinger Street out edge of town, out just this side of the pump station. I don't know. And there was the school I went to. It burnt. It was across the street from Dick Hendricks, I believe. Dick, ain't that what they call him, Dick?
Uh-huh. That school that burned is over there near where Temple's office is now, right in there.
Well, it wasn't in back in that woods there. That was all woods you couldn't see.
Yeah, but it was there, across, what's the highway?
Well, it was on the west side of the highway. There used to be a public road, dirt road. There's dirt road that run down through, I believe it's called Saxton Street. And there's a school street, a Ballinger Street. It run down. In other words, we had out there where they... I can't think. Nichols and Ms. Her sister lives. We had that in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my daddy and I was out there in the garden, and a fellow come up and said they'd found a baby. They'd found Avery. I don't know if you remember Avery Thomas or not.
Mm-hmm.
My sister adopted him.
Yeah.
They found him down this side of the river. And
you mean he'd just been abandoned?
Mm-hmm.
Just found a baby out beside the river?
Just beside the railroad.
Oh, the railroad.
He was just this side.
How old was he?
Oh, he was a right young baby. He wasn't but a day or two old. I guess for, I don't know whether he's a day old or not.
Mm.
And
so your sister adopted him?
My sister didn't have no children.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband married my wife and I.
Oh.
We had married 64 years. We'd been 65 she lived. She died the 28th.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And
how many other brothers and sisters did you have growing up?
Well, there was ten of us. I had a brother that died before we moved to Diboll.
Mm-hmm.
We lived on what they call the old Bloat Place, but too many people know where the old Bloat Place was.
Mm-mm, I don't think I'm familiar with
it. Kind of like I can call about the Powell Place. Talk about Powell Place here. People don't know where Powell Place was.
Mm-hmm.
They know about the Hobbs Kelly Place. Hobbs lived in the Powell moved. He moved out the other side of the Massengill Place and built out there.
And then Willis Jordan lived in Willis Jordan lived there the last time.
Yeah, Willis Jordan lived there in Hobbs
Powell
Kelly.
Yeah.
And that was all woods. I joined the church here when I was 10 years. I was about 8 years old, I guess. I was 10 when my daddy died, and I joined a long time before he belonged to the Baptist church, and my mother belonged to the Methodist church. That's my grandpa Ron's up there. That's John Ron's, her daddy, and her uncle was Isaac Ron's.
And
Methodist preacher, and that's they settled out here on before there's ever a railroad through here.
Mm-hmm.
And they settled out here on the old Ron's field. Franklin Weeks says his wife she went to the county and looked it up, and there was a deed made to the place.
Hmm.
And I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. He married a Ron's. I didn't know he married a Ron's.
Yeah, he married a Ron from Austin.
His wife's a little kin to me. She was on
mother's side.
No, on uncle's. I understand that she was on Isaac Ryan's.
Yeah, she's kin to that one.
And
Isaac Ryan's granddaughter, I believe she is. I believe that's what she said she was.
Mm-hmm. You take
her. Okay, so when you joined the Methodist church, it was the one down here, wasn't it? The First Methodist?
Well, when I joined the church, it was there where
Wesley
Ashworth's place.
Oh.
The Woodman's, Odd Fellows and the KP's met overhead, and the Baptists and Methodists preached one Sunday and one the next.
Oh, so everybody went to the same church.
And the Baptists moved up to Copestown. There wasn't no depot here then.
Uh-huh.
And they tried to get the depot up at Copestown, but the company, they had more say-so than anybody else. There used to be a stretch of woods between here and Copestown.
Uh-huh.
And up there where the big tin barn
mm-hmm.
is, I made a cotton crop up there when I was 13 or 14 years old.
By yourself?
Oh, my mother, she, like you say, you had that question a while ago and I forgot all about it.
Okay.
When my father died, there was two younger than me, and two older than me, besides Luella, Mr. Austin. Mr. Austin died and left her with two babies, Frank and Edgar. And they were there. Well, we lived there. Well, we'd moved there and they were in the Avery place. Avery was constable. My daddy was just a piece. The calaboose was behind the, about where Mr. Batham's house was, between there and our, where we lived, the Avery house. And there's
okay,
a colored fellow burned up one night in it.
Do what now? Did you say someone burned up in it?
Yeah, there's a colored fellow burned up in the calaboose. The
on
courthouse.
The just burned
the
up.
The courthouse was there where the Sabathan house was. There was a sweet gum tree that was right even with the window of the courthouse. That used to be an alley that run down between our garden and where the brokers live. And but the company finally built a house there. We had a garden there where the broker, the Hudsons and Nichols and Miss
George,
about half of what Miss George. Mosey Pruitt lived up there in that house that the Tatums lived in at the time we moved there. They'd come over to the house and they finally put us in a hiding there where George Johnson lived, Rhett Johnson, and they'd come over and get water. And
this was an outside hydrant?
Mm-hmm.
An outside hydrant? A water hydrant outside?
Outside, yes, mm-hmm. Ma'am.
How long was there a jail here in Divall?
Oh, well, they've been too. They finally built a calaboose over here on the west side of town. Jay Boyne, you know, he went over there one evening, one night, and killed a colored fella. Colored fella seemed like mighty good fella to me. I knowed the fella, but I didn't know. I don't know what he had him in there for, being drunk, I think. I don't know. He might have had a right to shoot the fella, but
I don't know either, but they said he came out at him with a knife or something.
Well, he might have had. I don't know. I never had. That's the first time I ever heard him come at him. I know Jay was, he was quick on the trigger. He didn't have much respect for the colored fella. However, I went to work for the company here when I was 14 years old. They don't harm that way now. It's against the law.
That's right.
I picked up sticks on the hardwood yard and went to school, go out of the evening on Saturdays, picked up sticks, 10 cents an hour.
Mm.
That's what they paid me.
Who would teach you at night?
Ma'am?
You said you went to school at night. No? Did you quit school then at 14?
Yeah, yes, my old mother tried to get me to keep it going, but I thought I was grown, had to work. And I quit school when I was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Made a crop. Well, I went to work for the company when I was 14. I guess I made a crop the year before I went to work, or maybe when I was 14. I put it out there.
Mm.
On the old Warner place, Jeff Jarrow had bought the place from I know the name if I can think of it. He used to, I think he's dead now. He married a wife singer. He went from the, he had a good job at the, or the treat lumber, and he went up in Mississippi, up that way somewhere. He married a wife singer.
Did you make any money at your cotton crop?
Ma'am?
Did you make any money at your cotton crop?
Oh, we made bale of true cotton sold in for around 4 and 5 cents a pound.
Mm-hmm. How much do they weigh? About 200 pounds?
They weighed, the bales weighed 500 pounds.
Oh, 500 pounds.
That's what a bale of cotton weighs. Mm-hmm.
Did you have to pay for use of the land? Was it a sharecropping?
I farmed on the halves. And
so that was one bale for him and one for you, huh?
Yeah, and the colored butter, old Henry, Shug Hank's dead. You remember Shug Smith?
Yeah.
And I think there's two brothers up there. They lived up on the hill where they, well, their cafe up there about where the road goes to Ron's Chapel. And I worked a day for Henry, and his boys would work a day for me, and we swapped work. His mother could cook cornbread you could smell a half a mile. It sure would smell good. That's about, and we moved there in on Ballinger Street. We moved there in I joined the church before we moved there. I guess in 1907 or 1908, when we moved there, where chaps, I had to deed the place to the chaps, my children.
Mm-hmm.
Now
she kept a boarding house? Your mother kept
a boarding house? Well, she's in the old beanery, what they call the beanery.
Oh.
She was in there. There was two boarders, Star Hotel and the beanery.
Uh-huh.
And she is up there for a year. And we was up there when Mill 3 burnt. I know you don't remember Mill 3.
Yeah, I remember when Mill 3 burned.
Well, we was living in the old beanery at the time. And I never did go to the Army. I got classed in A1, I believe it was. I've got the old card somewhere now up at the house. And
what's your very first memory as a child?
How's that?
What's your very first memory that you have as a child? One of the first things that you can remember.
First thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to laugh.
Okay.
First thing, before we moved to Dyball, I remember we had a pot of hog slop, warm vegetables, warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down. I was in the old bloke place. We were living in the old bloke place.
Uh-huh.
And
as a child, did you have very many chores to do?
Any which?
Chores to do, little jobs to do around the house.
Well, no more than a pail of buttermilk and vegetables in the quarters. We wasn't allowed an allowance in them days and times. And every time we made a nickel, we turned it over to our mother.
Mm-hmm.
And every day we pail of buttermilk, and my mother always had milk cows. She tended to the outside. She always had a hog or two to kill every winter.
Mm-hmm.
And
Did you have to help with the hog killing?
How's that?
Did you help with the hog killing?
I was too young.
Too young for that?
She hard had all that done.
Mm-hmm.
Honey Wise, you remember Honey Wise? He married a Ashford. He's dead. He mother always make hog head cheese. Honey Wise always buy what she didn't use. They tore the old planer down.
Mm-hmm.
I remember before he'd ever turned the wheel. But we lived at Burke, and I'd come down with my daddy down the railroad, and I tried to walk around the bull nettles, but I'd always get into them. You know, he'd chew tobacco. He'd take chew tobacco if he wasn't chewing a chew. And wipe my feet with them. That'd kill a stain.
Mm. Mm. What other sort of work did you do at the mill as you got older? You picked up sticks first.
Well, when I got old enough, they take me on the yard doing common labor. And I done everything on the hardwood yard but stack lumber. Mm. And I never did ask for a promotion. I never did ask for one raise, and Henry Temple gave it to me. How come he'd ask for the raise? J-Ro, my sister, husband, they'd bought him a butane at the time. Had a butane system put in, and my wife, she wanted one, so I asked Mr. Temple about a raise, and he gave it to me.
Do you remember how much you were making then?
Ma'am?
How much money were you making then when you asked for a raise?
Oh, well, I don't know just what I was making. The company had me on a salary ever since about 1903 or 1904.
Mm-hmm.
They put me, when the hardwood mill burnt, Ernest Rutland was grading at the mill, and he didn't want to. They went to cutting hardwood at night on mill too, and they put me out there. I didn't know one thing or another, but they put me out there to marking the lumber anyway. I stayed out there 4 years, and they finally put me out on the yard inspecting lumber. And I wasn't out there long for old man Cleveland. He had charge of the hardwood sales. He was living here, down here where, well, just side of the Methodist Church. They tore the old building down. And he sent me to Coons over a little lumber yard down there. They advanced a man money on his lumber as he cut it. He sent me down there. I stayed down there now about 9 months and got mad and walked off. It learned me a lesson not to walk off another job, not unless I had one.
Would you come back here and go to work again, or?
I come back here finally and went to work at the planer and worked a few months for Bob Weeks, your uncle. And Teach was yard foreman at the time. He was inspector when I quit. They'd shut the hardwood down. It got so dull. And he needed an inspector, and he come out there and take me from the planer out on the hardwood yard. I worked there until they cut out. And they made me a job at looking after the takedown at night. The last 4, 5, 6 months, well, I just walked around. They had sent that cook boy. They sent Sweeney, Pineland as manager and the cook boy as shipping clerk over there over the Pine. I don't know. Him and Sweeney couldn't get along, and they brought him back to Diboll and gave him my job. Let me. They didn't cut my salary. They let me walk around. They kept me on a salary. Well, Teach, I went down to the old office after a drink of water, and Teach was in there asking old man Walker to put me on a salary. And I was in 1903, 4. They kept me on a salary up till then.
Mm-hmm. When did you retire? Did you retire from Temple? You
worked I worked 50 years with the Temple.
Okay. What year did you retire?
Well, I retired. I couldn't tell you that. I retired when I got 65. I worked from May till first of the year after I was 65 in order to be in the Temple retirement plan. I like to have been too old to get into that. but I don't You 65, I retired. I was 65 when I retired, and I'm 86 now. That's been
about 20 years ago, almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did you meet Mrs. Ballinger?
Oh, her brother come down here with my brother-in-law. He was a Methodist preacher living at Gary, and he had 5 or 6 different little churches, and he preached it. And I met her brother, and they'd come down to Gary to preach. Well, I'd always go to Gary. I'd go up there. They'd meet me at Blair. My wife was raised at Blair.
How far is that from here?
Oh, it's about 60 miles away.
Would you go by train?
Well, yeah, I went by plane at the time. Mm-hmm. And first time I seen my wife, they had a fair at Timpson. And I went home with her folks, spend the night, and I knowed her brother. Mm-hmm. First time I seen her, she was sitting on the fence and an old colored woman milking the cow. Cow, one male, maybe more than one, but anyhow, she was watching for her folks to come home. And I didn't know that time she'd ever be my wife. She was small. I thought she was too small for me to look at.
How old was she at the time?
Well, she was 15 when we married, and she'd been 16 in August, 10th of August. Now you can figure out how old she was.
When did you see her first? What year was that?
Well, I don't know what year it is in, Heben.
No.
I know. When you're going to laugh, the old man, her daddy, was out to Woodpile. They lived in wasn't many farmhouses then painted. Their house was painted. And he was out chopping wood. I went and told him that my wife and whatever was figuring on getting married. And he said, well, he guess so. Go tell my wife, tell her mother. Well, their house was 2 big rooms and a fireplace in each room. Mm-hmm. Well, it was getting late. My sister lived in Timpson at the time, it was getting late, and I had to go back to Timpson. I hired a taxi down there, but I was going to walk back to Timpson. They carried me after And I went in, told my wife's mother, her mother, and her oldest brother, and his wife, and a younger brother that I already knowed. They was in there, and his grandmother. And I told them, told her that we was fearing on getting married. She talked around, and my her oldest brother says, "Well, you never did answer his question." Her brother, her younger brother, he just got back from the Navy.